Next case, please. Our second public hearing this evening is case number 12,248, Victor and Diana Yokimis seek a variance from the rear yard setback for an existing structure, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of Woodland Circle and Ashwood Court in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 32822 Ashwood Court, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11.20, Parcel 321.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance and a 4.7-foot variance from the required 15-foot rear yard setback for an existing screen porch. Staff would note we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Dina Yokimkis, 32822 Ashwood Court. That's our address for talking.
And Victor Yokimkis, 32822 Ashwood Court.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You can go to the podium there. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
Good evening.
Just a paper. Sure.
That's copies of what they already have.
Thanks.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, all right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
We're not off to the best start, but we'll try to improve that. Okay, so explain to us your request and address the standards, if you will, please.
Okay, so we have, you can see on the screen, we have a small corner lot, and really the only place that the house takes up most of the building space on that lot, the only space we can really add to anything is the rear. But at one point in time, we thought it was the side of the yard, but actually it is the rear part of the parcel. So that was the only place we really could expand to add to the property.
And what is it you want to add?
We want to add a screened-in porch.
Okay.
There was an existing concrete pad, and we wanted to add a screened-in porch.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's already there.
It is?
It is there. It's existing now.
And that's why you already have a permit?
The screened porch is already existing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And who obtained the permit?
The permit was not obtained.
Right.
Backyard Works, the contractor we hired, was supposed to obtain the permit. And the permit was never pulled.
It was issued on the 3rd of October.
There are two permits. One permit was for the concrete pad, okay. And the second permit was going to be for the structure built on top of the pad. We obtained the permit, the concrete permit, on
October 3rd?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. No, it was before that. Because the concrete was poured before that.
And then you hired a contractor.
We were under the impression the permit was not pulled.
Okay. And this says screen porch addition on existing concrete pad.
Okay.
So whose signature is this?
No. It does. No. Well, the permit.
That's a violation letter.
Oh yeah, the permission. The permit
says the Sussex County building permit.
Yeah, open porch.
Open porch, but it said down here, scope of work.
Screen porch addition.
Addition on existing concrete pad.
Yeah.
My question is, who signed for it? Who's the owner? Is that you?
No, that's the contractor. The
contractor, okay.
Okay, well then he did
pull.
He did
get a permit.
Okay.
Okay, but then he didn't file the permit. Because the permit states that you have a rear setback of 20. A side setback of 15 and a corner setback of 15.
Is he here tonight?
No.
No.
Did you ask him to be?
No, we didn't think he needed to be.
Okay.
You didn't even know he got the permit for you.
No, we were under the impression that the permit was never pulled.
Okay, so you really didn't know it. That's why
that's. You're stating as honest as we can. We were under the impression the permit was never pulled.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I don't want to expand too much, but if the permit was pulled in violation of the setback, then how could it have been built then?
Then he didn't follow the setback.
Right, people do that all the time.
All right, so, okay.
We were told by Engel, by the bay, it was a certain amount, and then we were told by Sussex County it was a different. So
right.
Engel, by the bay, told us wrong.
They have their own deed restrictions and covenants, and we...
And we all, we had a hearing scheduled already, and because Engel told us that information, we assumed that we didn't need to come to the hearing. So we called in, or we emailed and canceled it, and then they said, no, they were wrong. It's a different setback, so we had to reapply again for another hearing. So that's why we're here.
This sounds like your year ended like ours is beginning.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now that we know what your request is, would you like to address the standards for us to grant the variance?
Sure.
Okay, so as we said, the house takes up most of the lot size, and we wanted to be able to create a bit larger space for our family. We have a very large extended family, several special needs person, special needs brother-in-law, and a couple of our mothers and fathers who'd like to join us there. And it allows us to have space to entertain and eat outside in the screen-in porch. It's not the most pleasant when you're sitting there eating dinner and you're getting bombarded by flies. So we wanted to have that space that we can enjoy it, our whole family to enjoy it. We built the porch in accordance with the rest of the house, so it matches very nicely. It's done well. It's done better than we thought it was going to be done. We honestly didn't have a sense of what it was going to look like, but it really does look very nice now, and it adds to the value of our property. Hopefully, adds value to the surrounding properties. I think that's.
So not created by the applicant. How do you perceive that you did not create this? So these five things you need to convince us that these are the five criteria for granting a variance. And you have to convince us of all of those for us to be able to do that. So how is it not created by you, the property owner? Can you tell me that or ask that?
So I'm having a hard time understanding your question.
So there's five things that you filled out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not created by the applicant. You wrote, we bought home as is and have made no additions. We didn't create the lot size and cannot buy an additional lot to create any more room. But you knew what you were buying when you bought it. Tell me why, when you put this addition on.
Thank you. I stated it earlier, we had a little bit of a misunderstanding of what the side yard was or the backyard was, the way that our front door faces. We always thought we were on, understand our address is Ashland Court, but Woodland Circle is we sit on the corner, and we thought the yard was the side yard, and that's why we built it at 10 feet, or just under 10 feet, because of the side variance.
So you think you thought your screen porch, that was your side yard?
Correct. In the way that we looked out, and it was open to an open space, and there's an empty lot, and then another very large, nice looking house behind us, we'd look out on it. We just assumed that was our side yard, and that's why we built the structure there. That's the only place we could build it. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
You're fine.
there's a couple other houses that in our area that have a porch similar to the one that we have. We can see it from the side. It's a shed roof. Shed roof with pressure-treated structure and screen around it. The roof matches, the soffits match, so it does really does fit in with the aesthetics of the yard, of the neighborhood. And then just the extra space, we've spoken to the extra space. It really does allow us to enjoy the property as a vacation home for our family and our extended family.
But you thought with the permit, we didn't know about the permit, thought it was going to be in the setbacks and everything else. That's what you took, you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't question that at all.
Did you get along?
No, we did. So we did question it. Yes, we did, because our original design was actually to go out farther.
Okay.
But then we did talk with both Angola and our contractor, and that's when the side, whether it's the side or the rear of the yard, and we actually pulled the structure in inside what we thought was the side variance. We did change it.
Okay.
Yes.
And we thought we were going to be okay because that's what Angola told us. That's the length we needed to be.
Yeah. Who at Angola did you speak with?
Her name is Debbie.
You could probably find her on email, but
yeah, I don't know her last name. I can't remember.
Okay.
She apologized and said, you know, if you need to yell at somebody, you can call me, but it doesn't really do us any good.
No.
Ms. Cornwell, the permit says that it's a 30-foot front yard, which I assume is from
Ashwood Court.
Right.
Ashwood Court. Okay. And a 20-foot rear yard, which is from
the opposite of Ashwood Court.
Right. So the request is for 4.7 feet when it should be 10 feet, correct?
Well, no. The rear yard is now 15.
This is one of those undersized lots that came in last year with the ordinance changes that allows for a reduction of setbacks?
I believe it is.
So this is 6,000 square feet, so yes.
All right, so that's 15 feet.
So
it should be 5 feet. Or, yeah, 5 feet.
Well, if it was
4.7.
In October, shouldn't this have been changed on here?
The permit information probably should have been updated. The surveyor, sometimes the surveyor doesn't always put the correct, but the permit. You're talking about the permit.
Yeah. Our office should have had it updated by October. It was pulled in October, so that should have been changed.
It depends on who's reviewing the permit. In this case, not everybody realizes, and again, survey does not come in with every permit. So there, if we don't recognize it as a small lot, we're going to give it the normal setbacks for an application. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I don't believe there was a survey submitted with the application, so staff would not have the understanding of that it is a small lot. Just because there's a survey does not mean it was submitted with the building permit application. For a variance application, one is required, but for a building permit, a survey is not required.
Okay.
So they would have given it standard setbacks, which would have been the 30, 15, and 20. In this instance, the rear yard is actually 15 because it's reduced by 5, and the side yard is 5 feet because it is several thousand square feet less than 10,000, which is the new requirement for an undersized lot.
So would the side of the property that fronts Woodland Circle, is that considered a side lot?
That is considered a corner front and is still at 15 feet.
And then what is the opposing
side? The opposite side would now be 5.
5 feet?
Correct.
Okay.
So Woodland Circle is the corner front at 15. The opposite of that is 5. Ashwood Court is 30, and the opposite is 15.
Okay. So no variances needed on that back?
Correct. And even if it was an older, it still would have been okay at 10 feet because it's a smaller lot. And even before the new lots, for the smaller lots, there was a requirement that they could have a 10-foot side yard. So that is okay either way.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Yes, I have a couple. We determined that the builder pulled the building permit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Were would you consider yourself being reliant on your building contractor to keep you within the county setbacks? Do you feel the builder contributed to this problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions for members of the board? Any questions, Mr. Sharp?
I do. You had mentioned that there's, I think you said there's bugs in the backyard there. Would that make it difficult to use the outdoor space of the concrete pad because of those mosquitoes or what have you?
It wasn't a cheap project to do, and we spent the money because we wanted to be able to enjoy the outside, and you just really couldn't.
I see there are steps there as well, that are on the survey, if I recall. Those have been built as well, I take it.
Steps?
It looks like concrete, looks like something coming down from the porch. Are those steps I'm showing
just
on the survey?
One, it's just one, from one. The front door?
No, no, from the screen porch, there's like a, looks like an L that says concrete.
It's just a small pad that sits outside the screen that our grill sits on.
Okay, so there's no steps coming off of this protruding any further?
Nope.
All right.
No, it goes right to ground, dirt.
And it looks to me like you've got common area to that side of the property, rear of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Is that used a lot by the common area?
We maintain it. We cut the grass, and our neighbor on 160.
27.
No, 27. Yeah, we're looking. I keep getting messed up. We end up like cutting the grass. We split it right there.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you. Oh, when was it built?
This
the porch?
Yeah.
Late summer this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
September.
Right, thank you.
October.
That's interesting. It was built late summer and he got a...
Well, it's like the dates are kind of mushing together. Because we kept pushing to get it built.
Okay.
And it was taking time.
Who was a builder?
Backyard Works.
Do you have an address for them? Can you provide that to the office for us?
I could.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, hearing no opposition, I make a motion. We approve case 12,248. The uniqueness of the lot is it's a small corner lot, and there isn't much buildable area other than on the side that is considered the rear. I feel the issue was not created by the applicant, but by the professional builder who was retained to construct the building. It will not interfere with the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to afford relief.
I will second that motion, but I'd also like us to send letters to the builder, the surveyor, and Debbie on Gola by the Bay and let them know of our Sussex County overrules their community.
Great. Need restrictions. Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye, for the reason that has been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reason.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reason stated. So by vote of 5-0. Not one. Motion's approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.